Okay, everybody, guess what? We are back, and we are back with you on Not a Cheap Meal podcast number 51.
51?
Almost said 50 again.
I thought you were going to say 52.
So this is Not a Cheap Meal podcast number 51, and we are live with you right now.
Yes. Hey, guys. Hope you had an amazing Thanksgiving.
Yes.
We had a good one. It was kind of a low key Thanksgiving. Both of our parents are
traveling.
Our parent bundles. Between Todd and I, we have three parent bundles.
Yeah.
And they are all traveling away, so we didn't see any of them for Thanksgiving.
No.
And my kids always do a big Thanksgiving with their dad's family, so I did see them this weekend, though, but that was awesome. And then, yeah, I just feel like as your kids get older, it just kind of...
They spread their wings and fly. And that's what you want them to do.
Until grandbabies come, and then maybe we'll come around. I don't know. let's not rush that process. But, yeah, but it was a good Thanksgiving. We enjoyed lots of food, like Todd's... My brother-in-law said Aunt Maria, because we made the most like amazing apple pie, but it was from Marie Callender's, like just in the box, and we, you know, it was frozen and we cooked it.
Yeah.
And he's like, Aunt Maria, she does it every time. Or Aunt Marie. Aunt Marie made the pie, and Uncle Bob Evans made the mashed potatoes for us, and it was a really good, really good Thanksgiving. But something that we want to talk with you today is the scale fluctuations. I'll be the first to admit, guys, I did not track at all during this holiday. I honestly never track during holidays. In fact, the whole month of December, I won't be tracking the whole month of December, because I give myself that time to not track, like to kind of take a break from that. And I've been tracking for so long that I kind of can add up like what my calories are. Now, obviously not macros, because macros are out the window when it comes to holidays. There's too much adding things, and like
yeah,
I pulled a mental card impossible on that. So, but as far as like calories and stuff go, I can kind of like estimate in my head, and I did go over my calories, and I'm completely fine with that. You know, I plan ahead my entire nutrition periodization, whether I'm dieting or maintenance. It is all strategically planned out for me, so where I am never dieting during the holidays, like ever. So I have a lot of calories when it comes to being in maintenance and whatever. So so I did have more than my 2200 that I've been normally having in my maintenance phase, and I did gain 4 pounds on the scale after not just Thanksgiving Day, but I went ahead and stretched a little bit through the weekend. You know, things that, yes, I tell you guys, there's only, you know, a holiday is one day, but when you plan your dieting and your maintenance phases out, and you plan the rest of your year around big events like this, like we know the holidays, yes, they're one holiday, it's one day, but yeah, is it really one day?
No.
When you have multiple families to see, you have work parties, you know, all the things that happen in life that you want to enjoy, you have to plan around those things. So the rest of my year is always strategically planned around the holidays and vacations, summer vacations. So what I'm trying to say is you can make the same plan for yourself too.
Mm-hmm.
But when I stepped on the scale, you know, after... You know, Thanksgiving, so it was on a Thursday, and then Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, like this weekend, I literally just enjoyed all the leftovers. And then my daughter brought home like pedophores from Rick's Bakery, which is amazing. Oh my gosh. Ate all those. Just enjoyed a lot of fun food. Like, I don't ever use the word good and bad. Like, that's not a thing in my vocabulary, but I didn't have very many nutrient-dense foods, I will tell you that. I had a lot of fun food.
You had turkey.
Yeah, I had turkey. I had protein and stuff. But I had more fats and carbs than I probably normally do on a daily basis. I had probably a little bit more sugar, which I don't really track my sugar intake. But probably didn't really pay attention to my fiber.
No.
Didn't get more workouts and didn't step. Like, no. It's, again, I plan these kind of things out in my yearly plan. So when I stepped on the, scale this morning, I was at 4 pounds and I was not surprised at all. But the thing is I understand weight fluctuations, and I know as much as I enjoyed all the fun foods, I know that I did not eat enough food to gain 4 pounds of body fat.
No.
Literally no freaking way possible.
Okay. So that would be 30 pounds, about 3,500 calories, right?
Above your maintenance.
Above, yes, your maintenance, which if it's 2,000, that would be 5,500.
So I'm maintaining on 2,200 right now. So that'd be 3,500 above that 2,200.
3,700.
So there's no way that I ate an extra 3,500 calories in those 4 days. Like, no possible way. And it would have to be more than 3,500, because if it was four, what's four times 35?
Yeah,
I can't do the quick, whatever.
140.
140? Is that 100? Hang on a second. Now I want to know. So 3,500 calories times 4 days, or 4 pounds. I don't know. Anyway, let me just get back to the thing. Anyway, I can't do math on the top of my head. It was crazy that I was ever a nurse before.
You keep talking. What do you need to know? You want to know 3,500?
No, like for... The scale said I gained 4 pounds. So that would be... That would have to be 3,500 times four.
Yeah, that's what I said.
That's what I was trying to say. Sorry.
Yeah, 14,000.
14,000?
14,000 calories is what you would have had to consume over your maintenance,
okay,
to hit the 4 pounds.
The 4 pounds. So,
that's a lot of calories.
I did not eat that much.
No way.
I probably ate like maybe 1,000, maybe 1,500 calories over my maintenance. Maybe a tad smidge more, but nowhere near 14,000. So I know that scale, when it says I'm 4 pounds up, I know that it's not body fat. Okay. Now, in my past life, when I was on quick fixes and stuff, and I saw that 4 pounds increase, it would have literally sent me into a tailspin, and it would have ruined, like, this day would have been like the worst day ever.
Yeah.
If I gained 4 pounds over Thanksgiving, I would have been like starving myself all day. I would have been like going to the gym to get cardio in, like whatever I could possibly do to get this off. Maybe even Googling a cleanse or whatever. Or some people may look at the scale today and be like, oh my God, well, I've already gained 4 pounds for Thanksgiving. So I'm not going to do this during Christmas too. So I'll start back up in January.
Let's just go for it.
That's usually what happens. But I want to share with you that if the scale did increase for Thanksgiving, it is very, very normal. Okay? Very, very normal. And you more than likely did not eat enough to gain actual body fat. Okay? Even if you ate the entire weekend crazy, you may have gained like maybe half or like even a quarter of what that poundage says. What really happens is you probably gained a lot of water weight, because what happens is, you probably had more sodium. Sodium, anytime you increase your sodium intake, that's going to make you retain water, okay? Mm-hmm. You probably had a little bit more carbohydrates than you normally take. Anytime you increase 1 gram of carbs, 3 to 4 grams of water follow until your body kind of levels out again, okay? So that's why people gain back really, really fast whenever they are like strict keto and then they add carbohydrates back. That's why.
Say that again. One gram of cardio.
No, but there's no cardio in my vocabulary.
you said cardio a while ago. 1 gram of carbohydrates equals what?
Every 1 gram of carbs is going to have 3 to 4 grams of water that will follow.
Okay.
So if you're somebody like, for example, I eat about 280 a day on my maintenance phase. I have a very, my body loves carbs. I can handle carbs very, very well. I probably had way, way more carbs, like a lot of carbs. So I more than likely gained a lot of water weight. Okay. So you got to understand.
Yeah, that's, a pound of water is about five carbs, 16 ounces. Right?
Six. Five carbs?
How many?
I don't know. Don't put me on the spot with
that.
We're making
too much.
Yeah, it's too. That's too. don't we don't need to do
me.
All that.
Don't listen to
but just know that when you increase sodium and you increase carbs from your daily normal eating,
yes,
that is going to fluctuate the scale in lieu of water. Water weight. That is water weight there. Okay?
Right.
So that's why the scale is saying that you gained 4 pounds. You did not gain 4 pounds of body fat. So if you don't let the scale mentally get to you and you go back into whatever plan you're following, hopefully it's not something that's super restrictive on you, because that only leads to gaining way more water whenever you actually eat like a normal person could eat. Mm-hmm. But you need to just get back to the way that you normally eat. My normal way of eating is 80% nutrient dense. Well, probably, I'd probably say like 60 to 40 now, honestly, in maintenance. 60% of my is nutrient dense, and about 40% of it is what I like to call fun food. That's
probably during your maintenance phase,
during, right? My maintenance phase, when I have a whole bunch of calories, yes.
Yeah.
Increase your water intake. Make sure you're drinking lots and lots of water, because more than likely, we probably didn't have very much water over the Thanksgiving break, right? Now, I don't drink alcohol anymore. I am sober from that for 6 years, but I didn't really drink much water. I had a cream soda, you guys. Like, I've had a cream soda forever. It was absolutely, like, I could only take a couple of sips. It was just, like, it was so sugary. I'm like, ugh, I can't do this. But I literally drank things that I normally don't drink, okay?
Cream
so, soda. Drink the water. Yeah, Todd's like, I've never seen you drink a cream soda. Yeah,
you were like, watch this. I'm going to get something out of here that I've never had before.
It was gross.
Cream soda out of
it. I guess, no way. So, just know, like, if you just go right back to the way that you're eating, drink lots of water, move your body a little bit, maybe pay a little bit closer to your nutrition, increase that nutrient-dense foods a little bit up there, that water weight will fall off. Yeah. Get a good night's sleep. Sleep 8 hours. I guarantee you the next morning you'll be a pound down. Guaranteed.
Yeah, you will.
Like, sleep, get water intake, and do not starve yourself, because that's only going to lead to more binging later on. Mm-hmm. So you can't try to make up for anything, because that backfires eventually. Trust me. I've done it for years. That yo-yo lifestyle does not last. So that is the best thing that you can do, is just, get your mindset right around the scale that you actually did not gain that much body fat. I don't care what the scale said. You did not gain that much body fat. I promise you. And stop that train, and don't let the scale dictate what your next moves are going to be. Because you can go into December feeling really, really good, like all that water weight would be off, and focus on consistency during December and actually enjoy the week of Christmas and our puppies awake. So enjoy that week of Christmas. And the next episode that we're going to do is going to talk a little bit more about Christmas, but wanted to talk to you about scale fluctuations. They fluctuate. It's very normal. You did not gain 5, 10, whatever the scale said. I promise you did not. Get right back to your plan. Force water, move your body, eat some nutrient dense foods, get some good sleep, bring your stress down, and all that water weight's going to come right off, like within a couple of days.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
All right. Can you hear our little baby whining? Guys, oh, puppies.
So, yeah, next week, we'll be back here with our 52nd episode.
It'll be the
1 year celebration.
Yay. We might have to do something for that.
Oh, we'll bring the cat and the dog in.
Oh,
and we'll
gosh, have a big old party.
Party.
I love it. We'll have to do something. But
All right, guys.
I hope you had an amazing Thanksgiving. Don't let that scale get to you. I promise you, it is a big liar, and there's a reason why it fluctuates. It's not body fat.
All right.
Love you guys. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.